You know, they say every day is a new day, and whatever happened the night before, the day before, you know, it can change the next day with a clear head. And it really is true. You know, last night I was feeling a bit low inside myself, and today I woke up and I feel so much better. Things happening in my life, and there's unexpected things that are forcing a dramatic change. And, you know, there's two ways that you can live life. You can live life in a negative perspective and see all the bad that's happening, or you can find the good in it, you know. At the end of the day, it's like feeling positive or negative about walking down the street. You've got to walk down the street regardless. You can either suffer the entire way and it becomes three times longer in your mind, or you can find a way to enjoy it and be present, and it takes three times less time. So it depends how you want to live your life, you know what I mean? For me, I like to look at things in the positive. I'm like, what's the good from this? What's the excitement? What can I learn from this? You know, and that's how I've got over so many dark, negative things inside my life. I found the positive in the negative. And I just suggest that to anyone. No matter what you're going to deal with inside your life, no matter whether it comes out of nowhere or whether it builds up over time, like, find the positive in the negative. If you can do that, you can overcome any obstacle. And I don't mean that as in like, oh, this is some deep philosophy, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm just sitting here to say, no, I'm fucking telling you, 100%. If you can control your own mind and control how you reframe things in your mind, you will have a much happier life. In fact, there was a study that was done. And in this study, it actually showed that the best way to actually deal with negativity is by, in fact, internalize it and externalize it in a positive way. So it's not as if it's like random. I remember this this one lady. She was, if I remember correctly, she was 97 at the time, fit, healthy, young, and she looked really, really good. Mentally all there, and someone went up to her and asked her and said, listen, what's the key to living so youthful and so young at such a late age in life? And she went, it's the ability to make lemons out of lemonade. Now, the reason why that's an interesting thing, because lemons are very bitter, but how can you make something so bitter that make you go, oh, to something like, oh, so sweet, is that you find a way to use the ingredients and then add other things in and to make something from it. You know what I mean? Like adding sugar and adding other things, it actually sweetens it up. Now, you could have just ate the lemon and just go, you know what, I'm just going to embrace it. I'm just going to drink lemon juice. But why? You can make lemonade. Do you know what I mean? You can find ways to make it better for yourself. In the day, you've got to eat the lemon regardless. So at least find it a way that it's going to be at least pleasant as opposed to being unpleasant. And that's really it. That's all I want to say today. I'll probably have more videos throughout the day, but that's the only thing I've got to say today. Right, so fucking be positive. If your life's negative, there's a reason why, because you're fucking negative. Be positive. Find a positive way. Are you going to have negative days? No matter how hard you try to be positive, abso-fucking-lutely. Go to sleep, wake up with a fresh mind, and you'll notice it isn't as bad. Simple.